Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Sports Junkies, home of the five-star technician. They're online at cropmetcalf.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Jason Bishop, and Eric Bickle. That is the foursome. We'll talk to Ross Tucker, NFL insider for Radio.com, coming up at 7:20. John Kime covers the Redskins for ESPN.com. will join us at 8. But as we do each morning at 7 o'clock, we hit the skins.
Time to hit the skin.
That's what I need.
I'm a Sports Junkies.
Never been a more appropriate time to play the sad hit the skins cakes. Sad hail to the Redskins.
Bad news everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what a difference 24 hours makes. I mean, it was one thing to blow the 17-point lead, lose to the Eagles, but then to find out the next day that Darius Geis had some sort of injury. There's some question as to whether or not he was even maybe injured going into the game or wasn't honest with the team during the game. People interviewed him after the game and had no idea, but apparently when he got on the bus, he felt some knee stiffness, some soreness, which can happen. You know, you're hopped up on adrenaline. And it turns out, the report is anyway, that he has some sort of meniscus issue, and he's going to be week to week.
Was there a certain play that he injured it on? We don't know.
I don't know. I know that he went into the tent at one point and was cleared to go back. They probably were just checking for major.
Did they
things.
Mention that on the broadcast?
I don't remember that.
After
was,
the game, they reported. I think after the game, they asked him, and he said nature called. He said he had to go to the bathroom. Oh, well, but he clearly was lying.
Yeah. Well, it could have been.
Possible.
Could have been.
Seems like they probably looked at him, and he knew that there was some sort of tweet. That's
now,
usually why you go in that medical.
Now,
tent.
This isn't the injured knee from last year.
It is the opposite knee. And, you know, as I tweeted yesterday, I think it's pretty well established. People know when you have an ACL repair, the other knee is often vulnerable because you work so hard rehabbing the one knee. You got to be careful, and you got to make sure you rehab that other knee just as much.
Because you are an expert on this because your son had it.
Yeah, the repaired knee comes back stronger than ever, and then the other knee, you have to rehab that at the same rate. You have to really, really be careful. Now, that's to say that's not what happened here. It could just be a simple tear that it can happen anywhere. But if he's got, you know, JP's an expert on meniscus. Because he's had four tears that he's had surgically repaired. You can have them repaired. You can have them just cut out. Usually the quickest return is you just cut it out and you're back a couple. Brandon Banks did it over a bye week.
Well, different guys recover in different ways, but okay.
But then you can repair it.
The type of tear. Yeah. They just shave it down. The problem long term, and Darius Geis isn't worried about long term, but I can tell you this. The more they shave down and take away meniscus,
the longer meniscus is the padding.
Yeah. Right. Essentially the padding of your knees. Then you're going to move closer to bone on bone.
Which is why, like, I have multiple meniscus tears in my knees. I've never had them repaired.
Right.
They just kind of heal on their own, and you just deal with it. Because
right.
I didn't want to be bone on bone.
You're right. Also not cutting like Darius Geis.
You're just walking around from the garage to the floor.
Well, true. I'm not a professional
shuffling
athlete.
Around.
But I can still play sports. I can cut.
True, but
it doesn't affect my cutting now. It healed. They heal.
Okay, maybe you had a very minor tear.
But they're smaller tears.
So let me ask you this. So if he just has the minor procedure, are we thinking 2 to 3 weeks?
That's what I'm thinking personally, because I think most guys, if they have the opportunity, they err on the side to get back quick.
I still think that's big, even if he misses 2 to 3 weeks.
Of course
it is.
That's
definitely big.
That's big.
How about it's massive in just this whole AP thing, which I find hysterical. Jay couldn't have been more dismissive of AP. You know, he went out of his way. Even before the game, remember? And he said, yeah, the offense is going to run through Geis. Went out of his way.
Right.
And then after the game, when asked, he's obviously frustrated. If you have the listen again to the press conference after the game when asked about not dressing AP.
Jay, to follow up on Barry's question about Peterson, is that going to be a week-to-week thing, do you think?
Or? Yeah, I think it'll be a week-to-week. You know, I think, you know, we'll have to wait and see numbers-wise, really. You know, he's a first, second down back, you know, and so is Darius. So, really, well, we have about 20 first downs a game, and probably 8 of those are passes, 12 of those might be runs, and Darius can handle those 12. So if we have a game where we think we can run the ball 55 times in a game in I formation, then sure, I'll get him up.
I mean, the most flippant, dismissive comment I've heard from him since when he trashed Robert like five years ago.
Well, that game is now.
He wasn't saying that Adrian sucks. He's just saying they're the same back. They do the same things, and I'm going to play the younger guy.
All he was saying is we don't have a use for him right now.
Right. But we're not going to cut him because we might need him.
Yep.
Even though he didn't say that, but right. Now you do.
Right. Right. So now play the presser. Grabby, do you want to say something? Now play the presser after that we all hear. I mean, I was shocked driving home hearing the news that all of a sudden Geis is hurt. JP wasn't shocked. He said he's injury prone.
I didn't say he was injury prone. I said he could be injury prone. You thought it was ridiculous. And all I was saying is the guy hadn't played in the NFL.
Right.
Had already been hurt. And whatever happened pre-training camp, I've already forgotten what it was, where they said it was a tweak. You know, clearly got back from training camp. But it was just before training camp we heard about some sort of injury, which was a setback. And that one thing often leads to another, which leads to another. Like, I think it's safe to say Jordan Reed is injury-prone and has concussion issues.
That's a seven-year track record of it.
Right.
Well, I didn't see that with Geis, but I'm wrong. I waved the white flag. He's injury-prone.
He may be one of those guys.
He had issues with different parts of his body in college.
Yeah. He's clearly unreliable.
What did not
so
shock
today,
me?
JP's right.
He wins.
Didn't shock me that the news broke after we were off the air.
Did they do the breaking news sounder?
I'm sure that happened.
So you heard the tone of Jay there after the game, you know, not knowing that Geis was hurt, thinking, you know, I don't really need this guy. I'm just going to move on. We're going to give it to the young guy. Who needs a 34-year-old back? Not to say he can't play, but just say they're ready to give it to Geis. Now hear him yesterday. It's funny how your tune changes when your lead guy now suddenly down.
Adrian is well-liked in the locker room. He's well-liked by the coaches. He's well-liked by everybody, without a doubt. You know, like I said before, it wasn't an easy decision to make him inactive, without a doubt. However, we did need Smallwood to cover some punts. He did a great job on kickoff return and punt cover, and we needed the extra linebacker also, who actually made a couple great plays on punt.
Why didn't he just say that after the game, then?
I don't know. It's crazy. But he
just said it differently.
Yeah,
To be fair, it was after a loss.
He was frustrated.
He didn't want to deal with it.
He was frustrated, but he made a point of saying even before the game that everything was going to run through Geis. He minimized AP before the season even started.
Well, by the way, clearly everybody likes AP. We had both Morgan Moses and Chris Thompson on the show yesterday. They're going to be on every Monday. And both were very much in the corner of Adrian Peterson.
Well, he's a vet. These guys look up to him.
Well,
he's a Hall of Famer.
And we already told you that Jay did want to cut Peterson.
But not because he didn't think he could play.
Not because he didn't need him. He had that back in Geis.
Well, and they're crunched number-wise. Yep. I have a sympathy for him. There's no reason to be so crunched numbers-wise.
Here's a question I have, and we can explore this with callers later in the show, because we have Ross Tucker joining us at 7:20. And this is speculation. But let's give Geis 4 games off. Let's give him a full month to recover on the meniscus.
Mm-hmm.
When he comes back at 100%, will he come back as the starter? Or do you think Adrian Peterson will play well over the next 4 games, which are tough? Playing the Cowboys, the Bears, the Patriots. All right, he's got
the
Giants. Giants in there.
Oh, okay.
He's going to do just what he did last year.
Will Adrian Peterson retain the starting job?
It'll be a split.
Well, Darius Geis, old school, get Wally pipped.
You might be totally Wally pipped. It'll be a split until he proves he can carry the load.
AP will have
good games, and they'll have duds.
Right.
Just because of the nature of the offensive line.
Will Adrian Peterson go back to potentially being inactive this season?
Sure.
I'm going to say it's not going to happen again.
It could totally happen.
Potentially, yes.
If Geis could go 5.
A little wager?
A dollar,
I'm going to place a wager that Adrian Peterson is not inactive. Unless there's an injury.
There are a lot of ifs, yeah.
He's not going to be inactive the rest of the season.
Yeah, a dollar. Yeah, I'll bet him. What do I care?
If Geis proves that he can carry it 15, 20 times a game without getting hurt, then again, they go back to not needing him.
He ain't going to prove it for a while.
It'll be at least a month.
What if Peterson gets dinged?
Well, then you have to hit the weight.
Peterson's
hit
a
the
horse.
Street and look for somebody that's,
what thing about Peterson?
Unemployed.
Well, he can get hurt. I mean, he's 34.
They can all
get
hurt.
Injured before.
But I would bet more on Geist getting hurt, the younger guy.
Safe to say the Redskins, they're bringing in running backs for looks.
Yeah, yeah, they call back Samaje Perine or Rob Kelly. Bring the band back.
Wasn't Perine picked up?
I thought he was. But
Alfred Morris is available.
Do you have that's another clip? Do you have another clip? Play it.
You know, obviously it's an issue. You know, he's a great player. Had 1,000 yards for us last year. You know, we have 15 games left. There's a lot of the season left. I expect Adrian Peterson to play and play well when he does play. So it could be this week. And Adrian's ready to go. He's got a great attitude about it. I know he's not happy about it. But when his number's called, he'll be ready to go. And his number will be called.
He's got a great attitude about it. I know he's not happy about it.
He's just talking. But, I mean, you know, he's not happy about it, but he's available.
And last year we went through the numbers. Peterson in two games against the Cowboys had 24 yards, I think, on 13 carries. And 24 carries for 99 yards. Right. One pretty good game and one dud.
Yeah, and I don't blame AP. I think it's largely these guys get what the line gives them, generally speaking.
Well, he's going to get all he can eat this Sunday. Yeah. He's going to hit as many carries as he can handle.
Now, I think he's going to be the starter, if I had to guess, for the first half of the season.
Probably at least the next month.
Because Geist will come back and Peterson will remain the one. And then maybe eventually Geist becomes the one in the second half of the season.
I buy that.
When Dwayne Haskins is starting,
I buy that. But guy, I mean, this is devastating.
Well,
this is a devastating.
If Keenum is playing well and they're still losing, I don't know how you can go to Haskins.
Can't. Not if he's playing like this.
No, he's not going to keep doing it.
Even if they're 0-8, but Kate's not going to keep playing like this. But if he did, I mean, it wouldn't even be an issue.
Yeah. Back to Peterson.
This is a devastating injury for Geist in terms of the team having faith in him.
Right, sure. Well, just his progress.
Devastating to his career.
Yeah, just progression.
And
as
it's
a,
just a small
player.
Thing. Like you a little flipped. Meniscus thing is nothing.
You flipped. You've got him in the injury-prone column now.
I've completely flipped.
It's three times in a year. That's all I'm saying.
All right, now, here's
big injury, little injury, now another big injury.
You can't be relied upon. If you could only carry 10 times and you have this little history before, you can't be relied upon. It's sad because I think he's got all the ability in the world.
Doesn't look good.
But that's not the only knee injury. In fact, it's probably the least worrisome. The John Allen injury is bigger, and that's really where I think the game was lost, is when John Allen went down, because that's when they started gouging him. That's when we couldn't make stops on third downs. And supposedly he's got a sprained MCL. Jay said yesterday that both guys were week to week. He's just saying that so that maybe the Cowboys prepare for him. I would bet everything I own, neither one of those guys see the field next Sunday. Not happening.
Coming up next, former Redskins.
I probably wouldn't bet everything I own, but it's a pretty safe bet.
Ross Tucker will join us from Radio.com, NFL Insider, here on The Jungle.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. John Keim, Redskins insider, will join us coming up at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Before that is 7:45, your chance to win Nats tickets as they're in the midst of their playoff push. Back in action tonight after a night off.
Playing
Man,
in Minnesota.
I can't believe how far back they are in the standings now. Just after that series with the Braves, and of course the Braves won again last night.
They never lose.
I think it's 9.5 or 10 games back.
They just never lose, bro. The Braves are just sick.
So we'll give you a chance to win those tickets at 7:45. But joining us right now, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Ross Tucker. He's the host of Home and Home, live daily Monday to Fridays from 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern on the Radio.com app, which is available on demand immediately after he does the show. What's up, Ross?
What's up? Plus, people, they should know they can listen to you guys anytime on the Radio.com app.
They can, of course, yes. They can. I like that.
You know, a lot of people do, by the way. Like, oh, yeah. You know what's crazy? because I do a lot of stuff for WIP and whatever. There are a lot of people, especially like my buddies that live other places, like that live in L.A. or whatever, Florida. Like, they don't care about listening to talk radio down there. They want to listen to you guys.
There you go.
If they're from D.C. or they want to listen to WIP. It's kind of awesome now that you can listen to your hometown sports talk no matter where you are. That's the beauty of
hey,
it.
Tell our pal Angelo Cataldi we said what's up.
Yeah. Yeah. He's our best friend in the business. Hey, wrong
what, do you guys go at each other?
No,
it's a long story.
It's a long story. It's not even worth it.
No, but we can play the clip. Can we play the clip? Do you have
no,
the
no, it's a waste
no,
of time.
It wastes time. Football.
It's a waste of time.
It's fun. He called us morons and dumbbells and acted like he'd never heard of us, which was great.
Hey, Ross, you called the Rice Wake game on Friday, and I was watching this game because I had fantasy and gambling implications.
Yes.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
You had fantasy implications of Rice Wake?
College fantasy football,
Jamie Newman is on one of my college teams, the quarterback for Wake.
Let me just tell you something. He's good.
He's legit. He's really good.
And his receivers, I was watching them on the field before. They're monsters, dude. They are legit. Like I'm totally pumped. I'm actually doing radio Westwood One Friday night of Washington State against Houston.
Love it.
But right before that, is UNC Wake Forest.
Yep.
Usually I go down the field to, like, talk to the players and coaches before a game I do. I think I'm just going to stay in the booth and watch UNC against Wake because they're both undefeated and they both, you know, have some good play. That'll be a good game. That's like a 6 o'clock Friday night game on ESPN.
And I love it because Wake runs a play about every 8 seconds, man. They just don't stop. But in that game,
Mark, go ahead.
The Rice quarterback, who's a freshman, Wiley Green, gets hit trying to score, gets hit in the head. And he tried to get up, and then he lays back down. He was on the field for, it seemed like 20 minutes, and didn't move. And I'm going, oh, my God, this kid's, he might be paralyzed. I mean, that was some serious, I haven't seen an update on it, but is that kid okay?
Yeah, I've been told he's okay.
Wow, that was scary,
I think they were just being cautious. He took a really rough hit to the head. And I don't know if it's a head issue or a neck issue, but they told us later in the game that he was able to move all his limbs. But, you know, what's really crazy, too, is, you know, you do these production meetings when you do a game, and he was one of the guys we met with the day before.
Yeah.
And, guys, I forgot how young you look when you're 19. Right. I mean, he looked like, to me,
he looked like
a baby. He's 19, but he looked like an absolute baby. And what got me was when his parents came down.
Yep.
Because now, you guys know, I got a couple little girls, but, like, He's laying there on his back, and they put him on the stretcher. Next thing you know, you see his mom and dad walking out there. I almost lost
it. That's why I thought it was serious.
It's terrifying.
Because the parents came out. And they had both training staffs around him, Wake Forest and the Rice training staffs around
him. And by the way, that's a really weird thing, just to take you guys behind the curtain. That's a really weird thing as a broadcaster. Because, like, we went to commercial twice, but he was still laying there. Like, there's no more commercials. So you're just kind of talking for 15 minutes. I don't, it's a weird thing because I guess I'm sure you know this, but I just tried to emphasize, like, it might not be that bad. Like, they might just be taking every precaution. I remember one time in Buffalo, Mike Williams hit Ted Johnson. Remember Mike Williams, like 6'6", 385 from University of Texas, fourth pick in the draft. He's like a refrigerator. He got hit by Ted Johnson. He got, like, the first stinger he ever got, which is a pinched nerve. And he had never had that feeling before, which, by the way, like a lot of us, that happens every game. But he had never had that feeling before. They drove the ambulance onto the field in Buffalo, which had never happened before. Drove him in on the ambulance. Next thing I know, you know, we're on the sideline being like, is Mike okay? Is Mike okay? And the trainer's like, yeah, he's fine. He's showering. The dude took an ambulance to the shower.
Right.
I mean, we're all, like, crying. Like, my wife's in the stands sitting next to his wife. They're crying because the ambulance is on the field. And next thing, like, literally 5 minutes later, they're like, oh, yeah, he's fine. He's showering. We're like, he's showering?
Right.
What are you – the dude took an ambulance off the field, up the tunnel, into the shower?
Ross, your tweet from Sunday made me laugh, at Ross Tucker NFL. The Browns, Jets, and Lions performances today – remind me of the Browns, Jets, and Lions performances every year.
And then
you re-raised it by saying, shout out to the Bucks and Redskins fans mad that I didn't include you in this tweet. So for those five or six fan bases, Sunday was like Groundhog Day.
Well, so look, you should not put the Redskins and the Bucks, in my mind, in the same category as other teams. The Lions and Browns have never been to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. The Jets haven't been in over 50 years, and none of them have been good any time recently at all. And they go out there, Jets up 16-0, blow it, although that sounds familiar to you guys. You know, the Lions up 24-6 against the Cardinals in the fourth quarter, and they tie after they call a timeout when they shouldn't have. And then the Browns, I mean, those people, you know, I go on 92.3 The Fan, it's a radio.com affiliate there. Those people, like, they got so mad when I said I would take the under on the 9-game win total for the Browns. Like, they got so mad at me, the tweets I got after that. I got news for you. That was the easiest game the Browns had in the first half of the season. The easiest game. They're going to go like 2-6, maybe 3-5.
I love it.
At the start of the year. Yeah, but yeah, there were a lot of Bucs fans and a few Redskins fans that were like, what about us? What about us? I got to tell you, though, I actually felt like out of all those teams I just mentioned, the Redskins actually probably surprised me the most or played the best out of all those teams. I mean, the Redskins did a lot of positive things. Their O-line was better than I thought they'd be without Trent. You know, Terry McLaurin looks like he's the real deal. Keenum played pretty well. But they still blew it. I mean, they still had their chances to win the game. There was the drop, a missed throw. Well, I think it was McLaurin who was wide open again. Yep. And now you have the Geis issue. And this is a major issue because now it's the other knee again with meniscus. I mean, I don't want to be like Debbie Downer, but in my experience, Geis is heading towards, you know, that guy that never does anything because he's got chronic knee issues and never becomes anything. I mean, you just can't. He's literally like alternating knees at this point.
No, it's scary. And, you know, we've been talking about it for weeks, and Jay's sort of kind of been dismissive of AP, and I know he likes him, and he thinks he's a good back and everything, but he was ready to turn it over to Geis, and man, he was singing a different tune just 24 hours after crushing him. I mean, you know, paraphrasing, but he was like, yeah, you know, we'll call him up. We need to run a million times in I formation. And then after he found out Geis was, oh, we love him. That guy is in the building. He's going to play all the time. It's funny how things can change.
Well, and I don't understand why Jay would have said the first part of that. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't need to say that.
Yeah, just unnecessary.
And by the way, just watching, like, that's another example where it feels like the left hand's not talking to the right hand within that organization.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty clear as day that I don't even think Jay wanted him on the roster.
Exactly.
I mean, why would you have a 34-year-old running back that doesn't even suit up on game day? And I guess the answer is, in case this happened,
yep,
and Geis got hurt, and you needed a guy.
And Jay knew that would be a story, and Jay wanted to avoid that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. They also, his salary is only $1 million because they gave him $1.5 million or whatever signing bonus, but yeah, they guaranteed his salary by being on the roster on Sunday. I also think, the other thing I think is interesting, guys, it's not like this with many other organizations where you have, like, Morgan Moses or guys on the team calling the team out like this.
Yeah. Where do you think that happened?
Where do you think he did that interview?
Oh, was that with you guys?
Yeah, of course. It was yesterday.
Well, yeah. it was bad enough, by the way. Remember when he wore Trent's jersey, like, to practice, as like to show his support? Now he goes out and says it was. Now, by the way, I don't necessarily agree with Morgan on that. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a Hall of Fame player. He just suited up. No, man. I mean, they want to go with Geis. Thompson's the third down back.
Right.
And then Smallwood's, you know, the guy that can back up both roles and play on special teams. So I had no problem, by the way, with them having him being active. I disagree with Morgan, but that's not even what's interesting about it to me. What's interesting about it to me is just how open some of these guys are.
Crazy.
With just, like, speaking out about what the organization does. Let me just tell you, and Morgan Moses is a starter and makes good money, so maybe it's just because I wasn't ever his level of a player. But you wouldn't have ever caught me saying anything bad about the team I was on, ever. Now, I just do it now after the fact with you guys on Spurrier and stuff like that.
Right.
But when I was with the Redskins, if you guys would have had me on with the Redskins when I was there with Spurrier, I'd be like, Man, this guy's a genius. He is really, really impressive.
Of course.
This fun and gun offense, we may only have two protections, but they're two darn good protections. We might not have hot routes, but that's okay. We'll just audible to the right play, even though in the NFL they totally trick you if you try to do that. Patrick Ramsey, he's the next Mark Rippon, Doug Williams, and Joe Theismann combined. Like,
right.
You know, if when I was on the team, you would have never caught me saying bad stuff about the guys like the team like these guys do. I just can't believe the culture there is bizarre. I mean, just based on the last week, okay?
Doing great.
The head coach clearly doesn't want a guy on his team that evidently the front office did. And the players clearly are speaking out about the coach not having that player suited up. I mean, it's not good.
It's a dead man walking. They know that this is, unless Jay Gruden gets them to 8 or 9 wins.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. He's going to be gone.
And let me tell you this. I think Jay Gruden's actually a pretty good coach. Do you know how much better the players are for the Eagles than the Redskins?
Oh, so much better.
I mean, the Redskins didn't have their best player, Trent Williams. They didn't have their second best offensive player, Jordan Reed.
Yeah.
And they're still up 17-0 with a bunch of rookie receivers, and then Jonathan Allen got hurt. Really, I'll tell you what, I think Jay's a good coach. They lost the game. And I love Minuski. Minuski was there when I was there with Schottenheimer. I love Minuski. But they lost the game by letting DeSean Jackson beat him over the top twice on 3rd and 10.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Couldn't make stops. Well, it didn't help that John Allen went out. Another guy.
And he's going to be out for a few weeks probably.
They got another
but here's the right. thing. If you're playing the Eagles right now, especially 3rd and 10, don't let DeSean Jackson just run right past you.
I agree.
How about don't do that? I mean, Monte Nicholson's looking at the inside guy. No. Look at DeSean Jackson. That guy's going to turn 33 next month or December. He's, like, faster. It's crazy.
Ross, it was destined to happen. It's the ultimate DeSean Jackson revenge game. That's what he does. He burns his former teams.
I don't know why you guys ever let him go.
Well, we didn't. Those dopes in the front office. Well,
some people wanted to keep him. But
it's weird because he plays when he wants to. He runs the routes he wants to run. He practices when he wants to.
He's a headache, too.
He's a handful, too.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
It pays off sometimes, but
true.
He's a headache.
He's a headache that scores 60-yard bombs.
He didn't do a lot of that with us, though. Okay. He did it at times. But here's a question I have for you, Ross. And Jason has his own answer. Maybe he's right. But I actually kind of feel for Jay in a sense that they have 53 guys on their roster, and yet they can only suit up 46. You know, in college, you suit up 80, 90 guys, whatever they suit up. Why do we even have this inactive list? It seems dumb. You should be able to suit up all 53.
Well, I've always felt that way. But if you want to know the logic, here it is, right?
Yeah.
There was a game last year I can remember where I think it might have been the Colts. But they had like 7 or 8 injured guys, like legitimately injured guys. And I think they might have only dressed 45. Or maybe they dressed 46, but all 7 guys that were inactive were injured. Whereas a lot of times people have healthy guys, you know, young guys or whatever, that are on the inactive list. So the logic is it's a competitive advantage for a team if – the Eagles had 52 guys dressed, but the Redskins only had 46 or vice versa. So the idea is you should be able to have 46 healthy guys, even if you have 6 or 7 that are injured. And both teams should have the same amount of guys in uniform healthy to play in that game, as opposed to one team dressing 53 and the other can only dress 47 because 6 guys are like legitimately so hurt they can't play.
It's not a money thing.
It's totally that. There's a concern about competitive advantage and one team having a bunch more healthy bodies in uniform than the other.
But you just open up the injured list. This whole nonsense that you only bring back 2 guys is stupid. Like if a guy's injured, put him on the injured list like any other sport. And you sign other guys.
I think Eric's saying you should have 53 healthy guys and then have a separate injured list.
You guys are missing this, okay? Yeah. We don't want to get rid of the inactive list. You know why? Because I was inactive almost every game as a rookie with the Redskins, and it was awesome.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to get in a uniform. You don't have to sweat or whatever. I'd call my girlfriend from the 50-yard line like an hour before the game. I'd have hot dogs. There was no stress. I mean, I remember that year with Schottenheimer, we started off 0-5. the fans are booing, I turn around and be like, nothing I can do about it. Look, I'm not even in uniform.
Can't blame me.
Right, you can't blame me. It's not my fault. And I'd love to go out there and turn this whole game around, but unfortunately I'm inactive. I can't. I don't have a uniform. Ask Schottenheimer. I'm inactive. So I didn't mind. I tell the rookies, I tell guys before games all the time now, I'm like, hey, I know you'd rather be suited up, but enjoy this because the next step is when you're the backup ready to go in at like three spots and you're totally stressed because every series – like the right guard gets up slow and Randy Thomas is, and you're like, oh crap, am I in? Oh no, Brennan Stye, do I go in now? Like you're constantly on edge when you're dressed and you're the next guy. So enjoy being inactive while you can.
Yeah.
That's Ross Tucker. You can check him out on radio.com, NFL Insider. He's the host of Home and Home, live daily Monday through Fridays from 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern on the Radio.com app, which, of course, is available on demand immediately afterward. Thanks, Ross.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, when are you guys done? 10?
10.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so don't stop listening to Junk. And who's after you guys? Grant?
Grant and Danny, yep.
All right, so everybody listen to me. Stay with the Junkies until 10, and then at 10 on the Radio.com app, listen to my show. Forget Grant and Danny, okay? Forget those guys. You can listen to the last 3 hours of Grant and Danny. But at 10, switch over to Home and Home on the radio. Don't leave the Junkies, or just listen to it on demand if you want.
That works. Thank you. Thank you, Ross. Appreciate it, buddy.
See you guys.
All right.
Hey, Coach Wooten's basketball camp is the place this fall for players, coaches, and teams to grow. Small group skills training, a coach's clinic, and a team tournament all available this fall. Instruction is the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. They instill a love for the game by teaching and having fun. No stress. Coach Wooten's basketball clinic is the nation's longest-running coaches clinic. It allows all levels to learn from the leading college and high school coaches. Check it out at CoachWooten.com. That's two O's, two T's, CoachWooten.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Every morning, 7:45, we give you a chance to win some Nats tickets. Right now, 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets to see the Nationals take on Atlanta September 14th at Nats Park. 106.7 The Fan and PenFed Credit Union taking you out to the ballgame all season long, courtesy of PenFed Credit Union. You can get more details at thefandc.com/contest.
Those guys are freaking out behind you. What did JP do wrong?
Well, he's just reading a four-day-old piece of paper because we don't have a printer.
Okay, well, they're Nats tickets. It may not be against the Braves. I apologize.
I was going to say, they're playing the Twins. Actually, no.
They're playing Twins in Minnesota.
No, but that's not, we're still giving away tickets for a future game.
No, that's my bad.
How about we're giving away Nats tickets, opponent to be determined?
Yes.
How about that? Could be the Braves on September 14th.
Nats, just get 10 wins. I need 10 wins in the last
20. We're giving away Nats tickets for a game before the end of the regular season.
There you go.
There it is.
All right, let's go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. We let off the show talking a little bit about the Monday Night Football matchups. You had two games yesterday, the first between the Saints and the Texans, and it was a wild finish. You had Deshaun Watson lead the Texans on a 75-yard two-play drive, long pass to Hopkins, followed by a touchdown pass to the newly acquired Kenny Stills.
Yep.
And that was with 37 seconds left. They tie the game on that touchdown pass. They then get the extra point blocked, but there was a running into the kicker penalty.
Oh.
So the kicker had a second chance. I believe his name is Fairbairn.
Yes.
Fairbairn.
He ends up hitting it. They go up 28-27, 37 seconds left. And then the Saints, led by Drew Brees, engineer a six-play drive in 37 seconds, culminated by a 58-yard game-winning field goal by Will Lutz.
Good. Incredible. You know why? Because Bill O'Brien's a terrible coach. and he deserves to lose every game.
How are you allowing these guys to catch balls with ten yards of cushion?
He also burned two timeouts after taking his time to try to challenge a call earlier in the game. He's an awful head coach.
But is it on Bill O'Brien or is it on the defensive coordinator? I saw Booger McFarland during one of the breaks ripping Romeo Crennel, who's the defensive coordinator there. Apparently, on the last play, they ran prevent defense. They had all their safeties way back.
You know what's on? It's on the head coach.
It's not a ball. They always do a version of that.
He's the overseer.
No. But it's idiotic when the Saints just wanted 7 to 10 yards for a field goal.
Of course it's idiotic.
Right.
Yeah. But all so 2 minute defense is idiotic, if you ask me.
Yeah.
It's on Bill O'Brien because he's the head
guy. And New Orleans still had a timeout, obviously burned that to set it up, and they kicked a 58-yarder. I mean, 58-yarder is still low percentage, but you're right. Texans defensive coaches botched that.
Some fantasy nuggets to chew on. DeAndre Hopkins, 8 catches, a .111,
right.
2 touchdowns. That's why after the first 3 or 4 running backs went, it was either Devontae Adams or Hopkins next.
That's why you pick him. That's what he does.
Drew Brees, typical Drew Brees performance. He did throw a pick, which is not typical, but he throws for 370 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Michael Thomas, shocker, 10 catches.
Deshaun Watson got 40 points for me last night in fantasy. I was down 32.
And this gets me to the conversation we had, you know, Wednesdays when we go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. We'll do 5 questions. And last week I asked you, which of the young quarterbacks do you take? Wentz, Watson, those guys are beasts.
Watson had a rushing touchdown as well. Ran
None of
for
us
40 yards.
Goff. Goff's another one.
I've got Goff in one of my leagues. He is trash. He did nothing.
What did everyone think of the yellow first down line?
I heard that they got rid of it.
Yeah, at halftime they changed it.
It was more yellow than the shirt you're wearing
today. It was pretty tilting.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Because you thought there was a flag on every single play.
Yep. Hey, you know what? Give ESPN credit for hearing the criticism and realizing it was an issue, and they changed it, switched it up.
I saw a comment, and it's true. Bullying works.
Internet bullying definitely works.
So Saints came back to beat the Texans 30-28. The second game was between the Raiders, who did not have Antonio Brown, who's now with the Patriots, against the Broncos, and they get the dub 24-16. It's still tilting to watch the players play on, like, the baseball infield.
Mm. Well, this is the last year that you'll see that.
Yeah. Derek Carr completed 85% of his passes with 22-for-26 with the touchdown. The rookie running back from Alabama, Josh Jacobs, has 2 scores. Joe Flacco for the Broncos. Unspectacular numbers. I mean, he was fine, 21-for-31 for 268. But the big story there is that the Broncos defense, which is supposed to be fantastic, guys like Von Miller, couldn't get to the quarterback. Derek Carr wasn't sacked. So he had time.
By the way, the
Raiders fans had a FAB chant going during the game. I didn't watch the telecast. I'm
not
wondering
surprised.
If you could hear it.
I did not. I mean, I wasn't watching that game. It started like 10:15.
No, saw none of it.
Saw zero.
I'm watching highlights right now. Ty Williams had 6 catches for .105. But I was going to tell you, Josh Jacobs was not recruited coming out of high school.
That's crazy.
I believe he almost had zippy offers.
Right.
FBS offers.
So how did he wind up at Alabama?
He had like a handler or a buddy who was sending clips of him. He was a stud high school player.
Right.
And he was sending clips to Saban.
Okay.
And finally, I don't know, I think Saban lost the recruit. And, you know, there's a big story on ESPN about
it. They fit him in.
So why were none of the smaller schools sniffing around him?
I don't know.
Well, a lot of times it's hard. They don't know.
No one knew because they didn't know about him.
He's playing recruiting in a tiny high school. And He's helping the cracks.
A lot of people don't know how to get recruited.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like he was sending film to these teams. He was just hoping that these schools would not. I mean,
it's hard to stand out.
He put up great numbers, but, you know, he's playing down there. I think he's from Texas. I think so. But he was also homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His dad, he had like 4 or 5 brothers and sisters. They were living in his car.
That's crazy.
Anyway, so now he's playing in the NFL and scores 2 touchdowns last night. Unbelievable story.
I don't want to. He's
from Tulsa.
Oh, he's from Tulsa. Okay.
Couple of other nuggets to give you. The details on Antonio Brown's deal with the Patriots came out. So he gave up $30 million in guaranteed money from the Raiders by going through this process and getting waived and everything. $30 million guaranteed. Now with the Patriots, he gets $1 million fully guaranteed, another $500,000 in roster bonuses, and then $9 million in signing bonuses split over 2 years. And then he could potentially earn another $1.5 million in incentives. The incentives seem pretty tall, especially because you've already missed one game.
Yeah, not likely to be achieved incentives.
He needs to hit 105 catches.
Okay.
1,298 yards or more.
Okay.
And 16 touchdowns.
Well, 16 he's not going to get to. I could see him getting the other two, possibly.
Really? In 15 games?
100 catches?
They have a lot of receivers, though.
They do spread it around a lot. But if he plays in 15 games, what is that? Six or seven per game? It's a high bar. He could. If he plays in 15, he might.
The story is just what a receiving core they
have. Oh, yeah.
I mean, for a guy that traditionally doesn't really have any name receivers, generally speaking. He makes them names.
Yep.
But, no.
And in other news, Tyreek Hill apparently won't be rushed back, but I guess he's doing okay after the shoulder subluxation. And in San Francisco, Tevin Coleman, high ankle sprain, will be out. That means Matt Breida will be the starter.
And Mostert. Raheem Mostert. Mostert. I picked him up.
And I think they may bring back.
Actually had decent numbers.
Is it Jeff Wilson? Whoever was back there last year.
Yeah, that's a huge injury for Tevin Coleman. He could be out 8-10 weeks.
Kyle Shanahan snake-bitten with injuries there. Obviously Jimmy G last year, but they brought in McKinnon.
Yeah,
who's not going to be playing this year. And now you have Tevin Coleman, who they brought in at running back, who's going to be out. All right, coming up next, though, we're going to get back into the Redskins. Darius Geis will be out for at least the next game or two with a meniscus. That means Adrian Peterson steps in as the starter. We'll talk to John Kine from ESPN.com about that and more here on The Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.